Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. What's up, you sports babies?
What's up?
Baby. Why do you have Desitin in your hand?
Because I'm a big sports baby.
Back off, bro.
Yeah.
All right, Covino and Rich. Danny J, Spot, Ramos, Stand By, the whole crew is here as we broadcast live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Also, DraftKings Sportsbook. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W, for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Covino, that is Rich. Again, I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey. Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island.
Is that your LeBron? You're just a kid from Akron, Ohio?
That's my LeBron.
I'm just a kid.
Home of the world's tallest water sphere and home of me, Steve Covino. And, of course, Spotty Boy from Scotch Plains. Danny G and Ramos are here. Dan Beyer. The reason I'm giving you the background, though, is because Covino, Rich, and Spot, we've been doing this a long time,
yeah,
right? On Fox Sports Radio, a year plus, right? We started on the weekends. But one of our rare commonalities is that, well, none of us have tattoos. In today's world, that's rare.
No tattoo here.
Rich, no tattoo that I know of. Spot, I feel like he's bound to get one. He's bound to get some sort of Aaron Rodgers, hippy-dippy, weird tattoo. I could feel it.
Yeah.
Because he's changing, right?
they have, like, temporary, like, tattoos that last like a year.
Yeah.
I might just try one out.
You getting one?
I might.
Mm-hmm. And see if it feels like a part of you. Look, right. I have nothing against them, right? I love them.
I just never got one enough for all of you guys.
I was just going to say, I think the streak ends. Well, Ramos, I'm thinking you don't have one.
That's correct. I don't and will and never will.
Dan Beyer, you got a tattoo?
None.
Yeah. It ends with Danny G.
I did say this years ago. I said, if Covino and I ever sign $1 million contract.
If.
When?
When?
When? I said, I'll get Covino's face tattooed on my ass.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I wouldn't. And
by the way, can I?
And I wouldn't regret it because that would mean that
you will. Because I'm going to pick the face. I want my 2009 face when I was at my chubbiest.
It's going to take up the whole cheek.
Yeah, I want my big chubby face.
Well, my thought is I wouldn't regret it because if this bozo and I work it together,
where's your mouth going to be?
Made me a millionaire. Yes. Then I'm okay with it.
Should be his face and his hand holding a powdered donut.
Danny G. Yes. For the record,
taco.
Yeah, that's
holding
fine.
A taco.
Holding the taco. Danny G. For the record, though, yeah. How many tattoos do you think you have? I'm sure you stopped counting, but do you have any idea?
No, well, I have a full chess piece that took 47 hours.
Danny G. Did you say a chest piece or a chess piece?
Chest piece.
Wow, what is it? Is it Marcus Allen?
Nope.
It's a secret.
Yeah, ooh. And then both shoulders and arms are done. Yeah. I don't have full sleeves. I have half sleeves on both arms.
Danny G is covered. So it ends.
You ever have to cover up a girl's name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Did you, by the way, hear that story about Bautista? And we're going to get back to the story, but Bautista had a Manny Pacquiao logo.
Yeah. And then right? Manny
because
Pacquiao.
Because Bautista, he's Greek and Filipino. The wrestler, Bautista.
The actor.
Actor, Bautista. Manny Pacquiao said some pretty sketchy things about people.
Yeah, the gay community and Manny Pacquiao were not, simpatico. So Manny Pacquiao said...
Bautista said, my mom is lesbian. It didn't fly with me, so he got it covered up just recently.
Yeah, so no more Manny Pacquiao tattoo for Bautista.
No more Manny Pacquiao logo. So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because there was always a commonality. Like, wow, none of us have tattoos, right? Because we're all very different in our ways. And then, years ago, we all realized, well, all of us played instruments growing up. And we're in the middle of when old school, when 50 hits, celebrating Eddie Van Halen's 68th birthday. Of course, Wayne Gretzky's as well. But we all played instruments growing up. I played the trumpet.
That's so funny because I can't picture the Guido Jersey guy you are playing the trumpet like you're Chuck Mangione.
We're talking through grade school and stuff, right? Because it's old school. I'm talking through grade school, and to tie it into sports, the reason I stopped playing is because back then things were so different. You couldn't do both. You had to make a choice. Like we discussed earlier, you know, there's so many people that love music and sports, but for whatever reason, they try to put you in a box and make you choose.
You know, I fought that hard. No joke. I was the kid that was running from baseball practice to the auditorium to be like in the school play. Because I was like, you know what? I liked all those things. So I was like, yo, you're not... I remember as a teenager being like, why are you making me choose? Nah, I'm not feeling this. That was... might have been one of my
and it wasn't
only
even,
times I stuck
it wasn't
up for
even
myself.
Choose like your interests. It was also choose like, do you want to be cool? You want to be a nerd in a lot of ways. And I'm saying it because it's old school and that's just sort of the mindset back then, right? So it's like, hey, if I'm going to play football and I'm like Steve Covino, the kid who plays baseball... Am I going to be the guy like in the marching band too? And the answer was it was impossible to do both. And the answer was no. So come around junior high, I broke my mom's heart. And I was like, you know what, mom? I'm not playing the trumpet anymore, okay?
Steven, no.
Yeah, I was like, this is it. I gave her one last hurrah at the Memorial Day Parade, and that was it.
Oh, boy.
one last hurrah.
But I you know what I always thought was funny, right? It's like the things I took an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, number one.
Yeah.
And music and, you know, being in like school plays and stuff. And I always thought, who do we look up to? We look up to our star athletes, actors, and rock stars. But when you were in school, I always thought it was weird that being in drama club or band, until like the Glee generation came along, that was always considered like nerds.
Okay,
nerds.
So
I'm like,
nerds.
It never made sense to me because I'm like, nerds, yet we sweat.
Nerds!
Actors? It's like here we are like loving musicians and actors. But the people that wanted to do music or acting in school was like, nerd!
Nerds.
I never got it. I did it all. You did it all. Now here's the thing. On a Throwback Thursday, music's such a big part of our lives. When you think of athletes that also dabble in music, I got a few that come to mind, and I want to find out if you guys played instruments growing up. Was that a part of your nerdy
childhood? Yeah, we want to see where the streak ends again, because, again, Spotty played the trumpet. I played the trumpet. I eventually gave up the trumpet, but then played the drums and played guitar. I love rock music and all that. Rich played the saxophone growing up. So where does the commonality end? We're going to find out from Ramos and Danny G. But
I'm a huge Kenny G fan.
What athletes come to mind? I got a few for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Yankees fan, so get it out of the way. I know you want to say it.
Well, no, because everyone's going to think...
Bernie Williams!
Everyone's going to think Bernie Williams. Yeah. Burnaby the man, Burnaby, Burn Baby Burn. Guy played at Carnegie Hall. He, I feel, is Grammy nominated, but he's an incredible classical guitar player. But Paul O'Neill also plays the drums. As a Yankees fan, that comes to mind for me.
Paul O'Neill also kicked the ball in from the outfield.
Yes.
That was the best thing he's ever done. How about Manny? Speaking of Manny, Pac-Man Pacquiao, is there anyone that does better karaoke than him? I don't think so.
Great singer.
Great singer.
Never gonna let you go. No, I love Barry, when he does a nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Barry Zito, former baseball pitcher.
I love you.
Barry Zito is a great musician as well. I'm reading some of these online. Danny G, you brought up the late Wayman Tisdale, right?
Yeah, jazz music.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities and athletes that cross over to music.
And don't forget about rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Or
athletes who would like to be rappers, I should say.
Didn't Shaq drop a rap album?
Kobe.
Of course.
Kobe had
Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
And, of course.
Dame Time.
Damian Lillard's a very good rapper.
Yeah. But you know what? That was actually... a big part of the Shaquille O'Neal documentary on HBO Max, Danny
G. It was.
He talks about how, and by the way, Danny G recommended it on Weekend Hobnobbing here on Fox Sports Radio. He talks about how he wanted to separate himself as not just an athlete, you know, as a personality. Like, there was more to Shaq than just basketball. So when he made his first appearance on the Arsenio Hall show, he's like, I want to do something different. He's like, I want to rap. And he came out there with the
Fushnikins. Yeah.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? So it's a part of sports. It's hand in hand. Who else comes to mind?
Is AB on this list?
Antonio Brown.
No,
I mean,
no,
I mean, people are doing his dance moves in the NFL. I mean, he's still relevant in a way, right?
For the fight fans, you know, I know Rich always loved Hulk Hogan as a guitar player. But Virgil Ortiz is a boxer, like an up-and-coming, really good boxer, but really good guitar player, too. So, current day, the guy does both. You could do both. Who else comes to mind?
Dude, Victor Oladipo. Well, that guy's got some pipes, right?
Yeah, definitely could sing. But let's go around the room, too, and take your phone calls, because I feel like it's part of the game. I really do.
Sports and music intersect so often.
I mean, we just talked about Aaron Judge was on Jimmy Fallon this week. And he talked about how much pressure there was for him to pick out his
right walk-up song.
You know, the right walk-up song. How much thought went into that? Danny G. Actually, I'll save Danny G for last.
Okay.
Ramos, did you play an instrument growing up?
My mom bought me a guitar when I was about 8 to learn guitar lessons. The unfortunate part was the first lesson I went to, the guy told me the guitar was a flamenco guitar.
Flamenco.
Yeah, and it was too big for my hand. My hands couldn't fit around it.
So you quit?
Right, yeah.
Right, so I just stopped. But then when I got to college, I took a music class to learn to play the guitar. That same guitar, obviously, because
nice.
I was obviously older. And I learned how to play it. And actually, in a Christmas thing at college, I played in front of a bunch of people the guitar. But then after that, I just never played again. And I totally couldn't play guitar now if you paid me.
But still, I think it counts because I couldn't play trumpet now if I tried.
Yeah,
isn't
okay.
that how you won your wife over too? You serenaded her a little with your flamenco guitar.
I said, "Here's the flamenco. One moment, please."
Like the dude on Love Is Blind.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Oh, so awkward.
Dan Beyer, are you there? Did you play an instrument growing up?
None. Nothing.
Wow.
Not in the band.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
That's
chose
really
choir, which is probably a bad choice because we had options of choir or band when you're in seventh grade.
Well, you got a good voice, though, Dan Beyer. I can imagine Dan Beyer singing a little baritone.
You know, the choir singer did want me, teacher wanted me back for eighth grade, but no can do. Sorry, just one year and moved on.
Boom, 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 boom. How about you, Danny G? Danny G got some pipes, too. Danny G, did you play growing up or no?
Fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade.
Well, yeah.
You guys guess the instrument.
Ooh, Dan.
Man, trombone.
No.
Definitely tuba.
He was percussion.
Yeah,
oh, good guess. I played the drums.
There it is.
Yeah.
I should have thought about it.
He's got a percussion vibe.
Yeah, he got that
drummer swag about
him.
Yeah.
He's like Animal from the Muppets.
My glorious moment was in seventh grade. We put on a concert in the gymnasium. My mom, I remember looking at her in the stands, and I had a drum solo. When the band stopped, all the instruments stopped, and I had to do a drum roll.
It was like Whiplash.
Nice. For like 30 seconds.
By the way, Whiplash
I nailed the drum roll and then dropped the sticks.
Nice!
Whiplash, based on Danny G's life. Whiplash.
I love
Whiplash,
it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I don't realize that.
It's Covino and Rich, old school, when 50 hits, we throw it back on a Thursday. It's Eddie Van Halen, 68th. I said he's the GOAT. We were debating that. You know, of course, there's Hendrix. Of course, there's Clapton. In fact, Mike, who runs this place, was telling us
that... Oh, you guys know Mike that runs the place?
Yeah, you know Mike. Yeah. He was saying that someone once asked Eric Clapton who's the greatest, and I was thinking, what did he say, George Harrison? What did he say? And he said, no, I think you're going to have to ask Prince what he thinks.
Oh.
You know, something along those lines. But I'm saying it's Eddie Van Halen.
A very underrated guitar player that you'd say, no, really? John Mayer. Fantastic.
He shreds, of course.
I mean, he shreds.
But I feel like you know a little bit about somebody when you hear what they played or if they still play. Sports and music go hand in hand. Old school and 50 hits. It was part of our come up. And
well, I'm not
gonna, speaking of Mike, I mean, you learn something every day.
Oh, yeah,
not only does he run this place.
Big Mike, runs Fox Sports and iHeart. And the guy played the recorder. And I was like, how far did you take it, Mike? And he said, do you know that movie intro? He goes, that was me. And I'm like, let me hear it. So this is Mike that runs this place.
Danny G on the drums.
Blew my mind.
All wonder he wants his place. I mean, I imagine playing the recorder all those years got him tons of ass. In fact, the playing the recorder comes with a lifetime guarantee. No booty for a lifetime. Guaranteed. But I don't even think the recorder, here's my stance on that.
It's not
the recorder
instrument.
Doesn't count.
No.
Because it was like the introductory instrument for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, we all played the recorder.
Yeah, when you're in like second grade and the music teacher's like, here's a bunch of xylophones. Yeah,
how did they clean those, by the way? Because the rich kids bought their own. The rest of us in public school had to reuse
them.
They
put it in the barber, the stuff that barbers use for their combs.
Barbicide.
Barbicide. Wait, hold on. Now, Rich, didn't Mike say he played something else, though, for real, other than
the violin? Oh. And I said, please.
Play the violin.
I was like, Mike, please bring the violin in.
He still plays?
It's Scott, you know what? There's something really funny about that.
Dan Byer, can you picture Mike playing the violin?
No, I can't.
I bet you not. I don't know why
probably
that's funny.
Shreds on that.
But it is. Any other athletes come to mind, though?
I mean, a lot of rappers, like Danny G said.
Cole Beasley, when he was with the Cowboys, dropped a rap album.
That's right.
Remember that?
I have a list. There's a few.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell. We talked to him. Remember he was about to release it when we talked to him?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Mack. Johnny McEnroe.
What does he play?
Plays guitar.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Playing in a band. Did you know John Daly is a guitar player and sings and has released two albums?
I did not know
that. I did not know that. I got one. Like
Messi plays the piano.
See, I didn't know that.
So he's got good hands and feet?
Yeah.
Oh,
this guy.
Geez.
Unstoppable.
As a Yankees fan, again, I only know this because I watch him day in, day out. Kyle Higashioka, the catcher.
Stop it.
No, he's known. Like, he's supposed to be a really great guitar player. Like, dude rocks out.
Piazza plays the drums.
You know, Piazza is good friends with Eddie Trunk, who does like a rock syndicate
show.
Yeah,
he's
way
into
Piazza's very
music.
Into that rock world.
How about Justin Tucker, opera?
That is right.
Great opera singer.
Justin Tucker. He can not only kick the ball 68 yards, the guy could, you know, sing opera to a stadium if he wanted.
And the reason that it's interesting is because, like we said, growing up in the time that we did, you almost had to, like, pick and choose a little bit. So it's cool to see some of these guys still doing it. And, you know, we share that with you. On a Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits. Your old school instruments. I feel like it built some character, and it provided for some good memories for sure.
Well, we are live from the TireRack.com studio. What did Oscar De La Hoya do? He keeps popping up on this list, but I can't find out what. There's all these like, oh, De La Hoya.
Oh, he plays the xylophones on his abs nowadays.
I thought he did mariachi music.
Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
he did. He sang.
Right. Yeah, he did for a second. And by the way, there's a De La Hoya update that I'll share with you. You want to hear about it now or
no? Yeah, give it to me now. And by the way, Bronson Arroyo, the pitcher, apparently he's a musician.
John Cena plays the piano.
I can't. I don't see that. I don't see him.
I thought it was a player piano.
I thought it was one of those automated pianos at the mall.
Oscar De La Hoya, who did dabble in mariachi music, you're right. We talked about him recently because we keep saying how his abs look so fake and he keeps exposing them, and it's become this viral thing where everybody's like, dude, your abs are fake. Just admit it. He's sort of owning it now, and he confessed on your boy Big Boy's show, Danny G.
That's right. I saw this clip, thanks to you.
And Big Boy, famous hip-hop DJ, West Coast DJ, host.
That's how I get this, Danny G. Big Boy, who, you know, legendary hip-hop radio host.
But he used to be a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's skinny boy now.
He's skinny boy now. He
does mornings on 92.3 The Real here in L.A.
Yo, what I love about him is he just comes straight out and asks Stan
Lahoya
about it.
He's like, yo, what's with the abs?
Yeah. So the update is, you know, he asks De La Hoya, hey, what's up with your abs? And De La Hoya has no choice but to laugh about it, but owns it, and I respect him for it. He's like, yeah, I got work done, but they're my abs. They're not implants. They're my abs. He got the spaces in between chiseled out.
Oh, space between. Dave Matthews, great guitar player.
Great guitar player. Dave Matthews.
Space between.
He's an okay guitar player.
Yeah, right.
So it's like kind of like fat freezing, but in between.
He got essentially etched. He got etched.
Is it.
But they're still his abs. And by the way, your boy Big Boy, what's funny is that Covino and I, you know, we try to get to a lot of these big fights in Vegas. Covino's a big fight fan. So over the years, we've covered heavyweight fights, middleweight fights. We try to be in that boxing UFC mix.
All right, we're getting back, too.
And one fight, you know, they depending on how big the fight is, depends on where they give the comp tickets to the media. So they're like, here's your tickets for the fight. It was a Mayweather fight. I was like, wow. I sat like third row next to Big Boy. But they put Covino in, like, the second deck. They
and I'm the fan.
They separated us. And I was like, later, Covino.
So weak.
Rude.
Yeah, so rude.
Bye, Covino.
But that's the update on Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Abflex. They're his abs, but he got them etched in there.
Well, to wrap up the old school sports colliding with music conversation, baseball pitcher Bronson Arroyo. I didn't even know this. Like, I knew he played, but he released a debut album back in the 2000s, where he covered Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, STP, Foo Fighters, and Incubus.
Nice.
So he's like a rock guitar player.
I like his style. And you know how else it ties
into,
though?
That music is all up your alley. That's why I say
it. Oh, yeah. I love it. It ties in this way because it helps you find what you like and what you're good at. If you stunk at sports, right, you may still have a love of watching sports. But if you sucked as an athlete, then you knew to dabble in the instruments or in the arts. And vice versa. If you sucked at guitar, and you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll just try some sports. I'm one of those that say, why not both?
Yeah, agreed. But Ramos is Ramos is the guy that I admire how involved he is with his kids' sports. Do you agree that that is the ultimate place where a kid finds their confidence? If you're a parent, when you watch your kids play sports or dabble in music, I feel like that's where they get their first confidence.
Yes, very confident. But it has to be built by the parents and also by the coaches and by the instructor. You got to really watch how you teach young children certain things, because one wrong step and it could really throw them off for quite a while.
That's so true, yeah. You're right about that.
Not to be all over the place, but that's why I think it's ridiculous that they put that actress, she was like a young girl, on the Razzies list this year. Did you see that?
Did see that, yeah.
And I was like, I don't care if she's an actress making a ton of money. She's a little kid and they nominated her as the worst actress. You do that to a kid?
Which kid?
I don't know. I don't know her, but, you know, they do that every year. All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich and DraftKings, we're going to get to this in a little bit because I have the bets for you to make. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Use code CRSHOW. Get a special offer when you sign up. That's code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
All right. We got more Covino and Rich. Stick around because we're talking about things that kids miss. But you know MGM, right?
Of course.
The legendary studio that has defined movie magic for generations with iconic franchises like Rocky Balboa, absolutely.
James Bond.
Now, the legacy continues with MGM Plus,
the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive acclaimed original series and your favorite Hollywood movies. Catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather of Harlem with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker.
Get lost in the addictive psychological thriller From. Join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds. Go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid.
Don't miss powerful docuseries like Laurel Canyon and My Life as a Rolling Stone. Plus, watch hit Hollywood movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love. MGM Plus is the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. Start your 7-day free trial now. MGM Plus. This is entertainment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Eruption! Throwback Thursday, rocking out.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you need a Rickler or something?
Hey, I got a pop quiz, though.
As we listen to the birthday boy, happy heavenly birthday, Eddie Van Halen, the greatest of all time. Happy, would have been 68th.
I even know where your trivia question is going.
No, you don't. What song does this lead into? Was my question.
Oh.
Hot for Teacher.
No.
Stop it.
Not funny. Wrong answer.
I think I know, but go ahead.
Ramos, go ahead. No.
It's
No.
I thought it was
It's You really got me.
Okay.
Girl, you really got me now.
So no, I thought you were gonna say,
it's not going to do it here. But
I thought you were
going
to say at the end of Back to the Future, what solo did Marty McFly do? And I feel like he was doing his own version of Eruption, right?
Do you know there's
when he's on his back, like, yeah.
Throwback Thursday is a fun fact about Back to the Future and Van Halen. If you remember, he puts the cassette in there and it says Van Halen, but if you look close, it says Eddie Van Halen, because Van Halen wanted no part. The band wanted no part of that movie, but Eddie Van Halen was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And we all know who else was in that movie, Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
Huey Lewis? Yeah.
Oh, you're just too darn loud.
You're just too darn loud.
That's Rich's idea. That's Rich's idea of hard rock. Huey Lewis on the news.
Huey Lewis
is awesome, and I will say this. It's amazing that a guy who looked like he was 50 back then was making pop hits.
And
that doesn't happen in today's world.
Fun fact about Huey Lewis in the news. A lot of people don't know this unless...
That's where Rich gets all his news.
I get all my daily news from Huey Lewis. Fun fact. That's it. Spot, you're right. No.
The news.
His music was a big part of the movie American Psycho.
Huey Lewis and Joe Montana. I'm tying it into sports. Bay Area.
I feel like they are like the same
fan.
Guy.
Yep.
He's a big Niners fan.
I could picture Huey Lewis, Joe Montana, and like Doug Flutie all hanging out.
Yeah.
Cut from the same cloth.
For a Nugenics commercial.
They've all looked 50 their entire life.
They all got the same vibe.
And she'll like it too.
Yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, Huey Lewis was a big part of that 49er era and really good friends with Joe Montana. He's in the Joe Montana documentary.
I was going to bring that up because a lot of people don't realize that Joe Montana and Huey Lewis were so tight. And their pants were tight in the 80s.
It's true.
Pretty tight, yeah.
They were so close that Huey Lewis, just because he wanted to hang with the team, would come to Candlestick and be like, yeah, we'll do the anthem. Sure, what the hell? Joe, you want to hang out? They wanted to hang out with the 49ers, and Joe Montana and the guys were like, we want to hang out with Huey Lewis. So it was like a mutual love and respect, and Huey Lewis would always play at Candlestick. And if you watch the Joe Montana Cool Under Pressure documentary, Joe Montana is a backup singer.
Yeah. In Hip to Be Square,
the 49ers, believe it or not, are in the... They're the Hip to Be Square, Hip to Be Square. They're the backup singers. True story.
True story. Fun fact. And if you just joined us, we talked about the 49ers and Eagles and the Bengals at Kansas City. Who has the most pressure on them this weekend?
Ooh.
If you missed it, catch it on the podcast. We're Covino and Rich.
And Dan Beyer. I believe it's time for an update. Did you know, Dan, that Joe Montana and some of the 49ers were in Hip-to-Be Square for real?
No, I didn't. I knew of their friendship, and we would always see Huey Lewis on the sidelines of games, and so I knew that there was a connection there, but yeah, I did not realize.
In the documentary, they show footage. I'm not even joking. Watch it. What is it, on Peacock, right? The Montana documentary?
Yeah, it's on Peacock. Yeah.
And you see Montana in the studio, and he talks about how, yo, I'm Joe Montana. But I was so out of my comfort zone in front of a microphone. He's like, Joe, all you got to do is say in a monotone voice, hip to be square, hip, hip. And Joe is nervous about it.
They had the album Sports, Huey Lewis in the News, right? So it all tied in as well.
Yep.
I don't know. John, were you saying something?
I said he wasn't very good in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. No, not at all. Yeah, even when he was a broadcaster, his reason was, I don't like criticizing players I played with. So,
Rich followed Joe Montana's advice, by the way, just for the record.
Hip to be square.
He sort of lived by it the rest of his life.
All right, what's going on?
We do have some Niners news. Christian McCaffrey didn't practice again today, but nothing to fret about. Leads at 12 under par. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer. You said Christian McCaffrey, there's 0.0 chance he's not playing. He said he's in no matter what,
good
correct?
To go, yeah. Well, yes. Despite not practicing these last 2 days, nothing to fret about. He says he is absolutely playing.
Did you see the other Christian McCaffrey news?
No.
Not only, he has the most beautiful girlfriend, Olivia Culpo.
That girl is fine.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. She's no joke.
Not only is, Christian McCaffrey in the big game on Sunday, got a beautiful girlfriend. His mom, Lisa McCaffrey, was on a podcast. And I don't want to ruffle feathers on our friends over at FS1, but do you see his mom went straight up and she's like, Skip Bayless is a jabroni, and started going at it, saying that he knows nothing about my son or football. And McCaffrey's mom went on a sports podcast that talks to players' moms.
If anything, we're just giving you a scoop. You might see it later on.
Yeah, so
viral.
I just thought it was funny that a lot of people get fed up with Skip, even Lisa McCaffrey.
Look at that.
So how crazy is that? All right, can we do a quick teaser town here? Our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code CRSHOW for a special offer when you sign up. Code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, I usually take it at teaser town, right? 6-point teasers, 6.5-point, 2 games, 2 layers.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun to do. I bring it to teaser town, which, as you always say, 1 exit past Flavor Town.
Yeah.
I hit up Guy Fieri, by the way. He's going to be at the Super Bowl.
Really?
He's going to come by the show.
Yeah,
nice.
He's got a little tailgate going on.
We'll go to Guy Fieri's tailgate, guys. So I'm down with the teaser bet. But before I give you that, I want to tell you, I think the bet of the week is the money line bet. And I'll tell you what I like. $50 wins $175. So if you want to play it the other way, $100 wins $350, right? $100 wins $350. 49ers, Chiefs, money line. No point spreads. Niners win as a dog in Philly. And the Chiefs take care of business with Mahomes. Hey! I'm here.
I know you're saying you like that, but I wouldn't touch either one of these games.
I know, but I'm saying,
if you're $100, $100 wins $350, right? It could go either. Each game, as we established already, can go either way.
So if you
want to, how do you like it?
I mean, you could do money line either way, but I feel like I like Niners, Chiefs, money line. Don't take my advice. I just feel like that's where my head's at.
That's where you would go?
And a teaser bet, though, I like the Niners plus 8.5, because even if the Eagles win, Niners plus 8.5. Now, the Bengals and Chiefs keep flip-flopping who's an underdog. So I'll just say this. Whoever you could get plus 7.5.
Yeah, but didn't that have to do with his injury at first? And now he's feeling better.
Chiefs were favored. Then Bengals are favored.
Right.
Now the Chiefs are back to -1. So what I'm saying, whoever you could get more than a touchdown, like if you could get Chiefs or Bengals plus 7.5, I love it either way. Teamed up with the Niners plus 8.5. But I usually take it to teaser town with DraftKings. But this week, I'm going to say, I think a money line parlay. Pick the 2 teams you think that are going to do it. The point spreads are so minimal this week. So a 2-team money line, $100 wins over 300. So have at it. Enjoy.
Can I just give you my hot take on this? I'm sorry, mild take. It's a very mild take.
Mid.
A lot of people put the action on the games to add to the excitement. That's part of it, right? I feel like you don't need to do anything to make these games exciting.
Not to be a DraftKings company guy, but you know what you could do if you don't want to pick the winners? do like an in-game parlay with some stats, like, hey, you know, Mahomes over 300 yards, and you know, also with a you know, chase to Burrow, you know, chase a chase touchdown and Burrow over 250 yards. Like, I would, maybe a player prop bet might be the way to go. Because you're right, these are tricky this week.
They're very tricky. They're going to be tough games, and I'm excited without any money on them. But hey, good luck. I do like the 100 to win 350. I just can't make my mind up on that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, MGM Plus. Let's talk about our friends at MGM, the legendary studio. They've defined movie magic for generations. Iconic franchises. I mean, how many times have you watched the Rocky movies? How many times have you watched James Bond? Well, now the legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive, acclaimed, original series and your favorite Hollywood movies.
Catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather in Harlem, Godfather of Harlem, with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker.
Did you say Academy? You're so official, bro.
I mean, a lot of people don't ask how you really say it.
Get lost in the addictive psychological thriller From... Here I am making fun of you.
And join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds and go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid.
Oh. Don't miss the powerful docuseries like Laurel Canyon and My Life is a Rolling Stone. Plus, watch hit Hollywood movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love.
MGM Plus is the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. Start your 7-day free trial now. MGM Plus. This is entertainment.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
LeBron attacking, rebound AD, score it!
Second chance opportunity.
That is that for the season series. The Lakers sweep the Spurs for the first time since 97-98. I'm sure Pop has some very kind words for Darvin Ham. his first year as a head coach. Welcome to the club is basically what Pop has been saying.
That was courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet's Progressive's Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier, helping you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Anthony Davis returned 21-12-4, dropped 21-12-4, and the Lakers beat the Spurs. Danny G was all excited about it. He's the resident Lakers guy. And speaking of, I do want to take 1 second to acknowledge the 3-year anniversary of a day that we'll all remember where we were when we heard about Kobe Bryant and, of course, his daughter and everybody else on that helicopter. A lot of us actually here were on our way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in Miami.
Yeah.
Still doesn't feel real.
The whole day was the most somber day ever. And, you know, it's just, it's a timestamp, and it's just something that still feels surreal.
I remember us being at LAX, the airport out here in Los Angeles, and we're going through TSA pre-check and all that, and all at once, you see everyone looking at their phone and like mumbling, oh my God, do you see this? I hope it's not true. Is it true? TSA agents, you know how they're always like, laptop, shoes, and they're all like, you know, very cold. They were breaking character. Like TSA guys like,
is this for real? Yo, my man, come here. People crying.
People crying.
Horrible.
And we're sitting at the airport, and I remember the first reports coming in, and everyone was devastated, and especially being out here in Los Angeles.
Dude, there was a haze in the air the rest of that night. We went live on ESPN. We had to go live later that night and talk about it, and the whole thing was just like the weirdest blur. It was the worst. It was one of the worst days ever.
Yeah, terrible day.
Terrible day in sports, just a terrible day in life.
I mean, Kobe, who is a hero to so many and such a big part of sports culture and the Mamba mentality and everything he stood for. I mean, just crazy to think 3 years ago, just time's flying.
3 years ago already, man.
Being here in Southern California and doing radio here, I got to interact with him a few times.
Wow.
Coolest dude. And it just hit home for everybody, especially in Southern California.
Yeah.
Around the world, though. I mean, he was loved worldwide.
You know, it was the celebrity athlete death that I think affected people
most impactful for
the
sure.
most. And
yeah.
There's layers to it, right? Because he was such a hero, larger than life, a winner, Mamba mentality,
young
with
his kid.
And you know what? Also, because if you're a dad and a young dad, it was like a mortality check. Like, oh my God, like Kobe,
you thought this
guy was invincible, dad, everything going on. And you're like, oh my God, just like that. Anyone, if this could happen to Kobe, and I remember a lot of guys, especially dads with young kids and girls, were like, "Oh my God!" It just felt even you know tougher to deal with.
Yeah, but the world mourned for sure.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich, 3 years later, and don't forget, I got to let you know about DraftKings real quick. The NFL, we know this weekend, we're excited. Two huge games that you said it before, Covino. I couldn't agree with you more. Unpredictable, but. You want some action? I know I always want the action, even when it is unpredictable. We're getting a step closer to Super Bowl 57. Only 3 NFL games left, 4 if you include the Pro Bowl. Make sure that you're locked in with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers could bet just $5, and you get 200 in free bets instantly.
Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings. With each leg, you add up to 100%.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code CRSHOW. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL divisional round and get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CRSHOW.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thank you.
Right.
Ramos.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Again, we're Covino and Rich. At Covino and Rich, the most interactive, most inclusive show, according to us, on Fox Sports Radio. It's my mom's favorite show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, she told me, yeah. She's and, like, you guys are great.
If you love it as much as my mom does, you could leave a review wherever you stream your podcast. Actually, Apple Podcasts, leave a review, 5 stars, say something nice. You qualify for a bribery ball. We have these Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs that we're giving out. And every time you leave a nice review, you qualify. So we do appreciate it. And send it over to your friends for free. And if you do like our show, I do want to let you know we have a Patreon every day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Every morning before we do this, yeah. Uncensored podcast. If you want to check that out, it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
You guys talk all day long.
All
damn.
Day.
Yeah,
all day.
You would think I'd get sick of these guys, right, Danny G? Cavino, I have a home studio at my place. Cavino's over my house every morning. I make him coffee. No joke. I brew the coffee at 8 in the morning. We do a couple hour podcast. And then. Yeah.
You want us all over on Sunday?
Dude, I love you guys.
What are we eating, by the way? Have
Danny
you decided?
G, I'm glad you asked because he makes me coffee.
Okay.
But I make him make me eggs and waffles too. So I'm like, yo, I want my bacon extra crispy, bro.
You know what? I'll text you guys later and I'll make the menu. We'll figure out what we're eating on Sunday.
Can make an executive decision for wings, hopefully.
Executive decision.
Boneless?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
We could do a little of everything. All right. Something I want to just touch on before we get out of here. You know, sometimes you're in the wrong place, career-wise, relationship-wise, and it's not the right fit, right? You date someone and you're like, yeah, this girl's hot, but she's not the one. You're at a job. It could pay you well, but you're like, yeah, I'm not. This is not the right fit. And the ability to understand and acknowledge, while it's an opportunity, it's not the right fit, it is an interesting feeling, right? Because I can only assume Nathaniel Hackett. This guy's had a great resume. Up until his head coaching tenure with the Broncos, he had a great reputation in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. One and done, just like that. Russell Wilson, it didn't work out with him. And now he gets hired as the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Do you feel like I sort of feel happy for this guy bouncing back really quick. Ramos, do you get that vibe? Like, you sort of feel good for the guy, right?
Yeah, and I also think that could be, as a coordinator, I think that's more of his calling than a head coach. So I think this is right what the Jets need is a good offensive coordinator. He's not the head coach, but he's definitely a coordinator, I think.
But the tale of what, a couple of years, right? The guys.
I wonder if he's trying to coordinate Aaron Rodgers over there.
You know? But I'm saying, honestly, Nathaniel Hackett, you know, gets a lot of credit from Aaron Rodgers and people for being really an influential coach. He goes to the Broncos and you think you got Russell Wilson and all the goodies to get to the, you know, get to the playoffs and make a run. And it goes terribly wrong, but that doesn't mean, hey, next year he joins Robert Saleh and that coaching staff in New York. The Jets may take a big
Could
step
make
forward.
All the difference.
And then all of a sudden Nathaniel Hackett's back to being the guy that everyone respects. But let's be honest. Think of all the he can't Hackett jokes and the Russell Wilson jokes, Mr. Unlimited. It was a rough year for Hackett. And, you know, sometimes you look at jobs you've had or relationships.
Oh, it's inspiring, definitely.
Unfortunately, maybe like an emotionally abusive relationship or a job where you were never respected. We go through those chapters.
Or just a bad fit. No, yeah. You know, that doesn't mean that someone's the bad guy.
But Danny G, like on your way to finding your wife and on your way to finding the career path for you, we can all agree that there were missteps for everyone along the way.
For sure.
You date the wrong person, you have the wrong job.
Yeah, and when you look back, you're happy that some of those happened.
And you know what? They teach you things. And I bet you Nathaniel Hackett probably says, you know, it was a sucky year, but I learned something.
You know how we ended up on Fox Sports Radio? Some bad fits.
Yeah.
Some bad fits led us here.
Some bad fits and some great opportunities that just didn't fit us. And then, it all leads you to where you're supposed to be. So congrats to Nathaniel Hackett, because I think we could all relate to being in a bad situation and then somehow finding your way back to where you should be.
That's it. So that's really cool.
Lessons learned here on Covino and Rich. By the way, anything you miss, always at Covino and Rich, at FSR, at Fox Sports Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, batter, batter. Are you ready to hit a home run with flavor? Step up to the plate and swing by Penn Station East Coast Subs, where every bite is a grand slam. Craving a classic Philly cheesesteak or maybe a savory chicken teriyaki? Or how about loading up on their delicious fresh-cut fries? Call it a triple play by ordering Penn Station's signature fresh-squeezed lemonade. When it comes to subs, Penn Station is the big league. Order online at penn-station.com or stop at a store near you. Penn Station East Coast Subs.